10 a.m. Be there and make sure you're part of that Bible class. Jeremiah chapter 10. We're going to talk about another mind. And this one will be on healing the wounded. Healing the wounded. Our minds, our hearts, our souls, our spirits get wounded. And Jeremiah chapter 10. I'm going to start at verse 18, Jeremiah speaking. For thus saith the Lord, out inhabitants of the land at this, and will distress them, and that they may find it so. Woe unto me for my hurt, my wound is truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it. My children, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent any more, and to set up. For the pastors are and have not sought. They shall not prosper, and all their flocks scattered. Behold, the noise of the bruit is come, and a great north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate. Dragons. O Lord, I know that not in himself, it is not in man that steps. O Lord, correct me, and not in thine anger, me to nothing. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the chance to hear what you have to say. I pray the Spirit of me, and I would speak your words truly and mightily, Lord. During this service, heal our minds, heal our hearts, heal our souls, heal our spirits, Lord. Help us as we go through the mind series, Lord, as we study what you have to say, which is a lot. May we understand and be changed and spoken to. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to review a little bit. Not carnal, but spiritual, the pulling down of casting down imagination, exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have a war that we should be fighting, and we have a we need to win. And the persecution of us being attacked or anything, the battle is in our thoughts. You can be suicidal. You can be abusive things if your minds aren't right. After that, we see. Jeremiah was from the burden around him. A prophet, and nobody. Eventually, he would carry this burden all the way to the city burned down around him, Jerusalem. And you get in the book of Lamentations, which is also Jeremiah writing. But at this point, he's. Because the past people, it said, had gone astray, all the flocks are being. And that was, and he saw that the nation from being destroyed because the pastors were not right, and they were wrong, and therefore the sheep would all be destroyed, and the nation would be destroyed. He says, because of that, woe is me for my hurt. Wound is grievous. Now he has a wound. And it's grievous. Then let me keep your finger there, but let me go to Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 9. He said, my heart within me is broken because it's and all like a drunken whom wine hath overcome of the Lord, and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of a swearing of the land mourneth, the pleasant places, and their course is evil, and their force. For both the prophet, yea, in my found their wickedness. So God says, when leaders are wrong, the prophet, the he says the land is profane. People are swearing everywhere. It's wicked. It's bad. And my heart. Now, this is a godly man. Scripture, a prophet of God, in the will of God, and he had a very serious wound in his soul. Hope you catch that. You can be godly in the and have wounds. Okay, and have a broken heart. Many people in the Bible had a broken heart. Many godly people had broken hearts. You could read about Moses and Jesus and Paul and Paul saying it right now, even he said, I wish I could and weep to you. It's okay to have a broken heart and to be wounded sometimes, but the Bible has some what they do and what can be done with them, and they are real. We knew so knew that he had a wound, but he could keep going. Back in our original it says this, verse 19, hurt. My wound is, but I said, this is a grief, and I must bear it. Did you notice that though he was going to be able to handle it? And bear that grief. It was something we would have to carry. We knew he could carry it. And that's an important one of the sweetest things that happened when we were in the Philippines recently is we went to a prison. It was a big prison, probably 3,000 inmates, I'd guess. And in that prison, I saw that they weren't there when we were doing it. They were also doing music, and it was very blaring music. And I knew my daughter was going to get sick from it there. That music affects my wife and some of my daughters. That super loud music makes them actually physically sick. And so I grabbed my three daughters and we stepped out of there. And he went out in the hallway and across the walkway section of the prison. And we hadn't gone in there at all. The ladies were just kind of standing at the gate looking at my daughters and giving them attention and kind of reaching their hands through to touch them. And I said to the guard, I said, can we go in? And he said, sure. And so off we went into the prison, and they went in, and when they went in, all the ladies just gathered around them. They were in three different spots, and my daughter was there with the lady prisoners, and I was just there waiting at the gate, and I just watched reach out to them and how they reach out to my daughters, and just saw what a sweet thing that was, that they wanted to be with them, and they were attracted to the godliness and the sweet spirit of my daughters, and which is good and biblical, and the countenance is an important thing. And so time had to go. My daughter's like, can we stay, Dad? Can we stay? They want us to witness them. We're talking to them, and they're so sweet and open. And I said, we got to go. And so off we went. So I told the pastor, I said, can we go back there? And he said, yeah, I think we can work that out. So we worked it out that I went back with my daughter. I went them just because and went into that prison there, and we had, I think, almost 30 ladies trust Christ as Savior, and we gave out probably, I don't know, 200, 300 tracts at least in there, and such. One of the things I saw very quickly when I was talking to those ladies, those were wounded ladies, and I would go, my daughters would walk up and go to them, and cling to them, and be with them, and like them, and warm up to them, but I went to them, instant, and suspicious. Looking at me, and I understood that. In a sweet country like the Philippines, for a woman to be in prison, she's had some bad things happen to her, just to make her harden and to get her in that situation. And usually a woman in prison, because women are just generally sweeter. Even in America, you find a woman in prison, they've had deep wounds usually, and somebody's hurt them, and some bad things have happened to them. And I had no problem with that. Women over the years, and I knew what to do and how to work with them and how to talk to them, and I preached well, preach a sweet a message about the shepherd and how he loves you and always will love you and keep you in his hand and was with them and I just watched those women and saw the hurt, the wound. Now to the wound, or 15, or 25, I don't know what happened, but I know those wounds are real. And they get hurt very badly, and usually it's by a man. And so I knew that, and I wasn't hurt by that at all. Hurt by hurt people. I want you to understand something. In life, the people that hurt you the worst are hurt people. I was talking to a very about this, and he said, hurt people hurt people. That's what they do. And so that's because it's real. And many times someone who's been somebody, and if somebody could learn to love them and know how to reach them and how to help and heal hurt people, they'll find that person can be healed. They won't always be nasty and mean and bite your hand out to feed them. And they don't have to do that. Christians do that. They are real wounds. And these women in the prison had real wounds, but we introduced them to the one who can heal their wounds. And they have great life and be better. And they can do that. You can be wounded. I want to give you a couple different types of ways. We just do a little Bible study on this. First of all, you can be wounded by experience. And there's bad things that it's not all wounds. We'll get to that a little later. But in the bad wound you experience, Jeremiah was by looking at what was happening to people and knowing what come to his people and know that pastors were all and living immorally and being unjust. And God is going to because of that in them, and there's nothing Jeremiah was going to listen, and it wounded him. He said, this hurts me so bad. It's a grievous wound in my soul. I know destroy this city, Jerusalem, and destroy this and it's nothing's going to stop it, and these people don't care. Things you see in life. I parents aside and said, do you understand, though you might think this is fun, and you might then not be. You understand you're ruining your child's life to see these things in your home. Because children shouldn't see a lot of things. Thank God my children have never seen my wife and I have a fight. Of any kind, physical or we've never argued. They've never seen us have a serious argument in front of them. I thank God that my kids don't have to see and get wounded. A parent who isn't affectionate or kind, that wounds a kid. A parent who's abusive. It's sad when you see people get wounded. And you see people because Jeremiah couldn't stop it. Wounds can be bad things like happen. Things and experiences. You see enough bad things. You see enough bad. You might just see a people don't treat each other right and wounded, and all of a sudden you're says to you, why can't you talk nice to me? Why can't you say I love you? Why can't you say thank you? Because you're wounded. You don't might not even know you're wounded. Why you might say to the husband, be affectionate because you got wounded. See, you see things and things happen to you. You see those things. By the way, it's not you get hacked up and that's unhealthy. Just I know you're desensitized to that. It's bad. Okay? You get desensitized of it. Okay? I used to watch that stuff. We got close to God. World is I watching? That's terrible for the soul. Okay, you get wounded by the things you watch, by things you see. Jeremiah, one mine eye, and what you see can affect you and wound you. You saw things possible. I know a lady who saw things when she was a child, and it's affected her, and it's affected her late into her life. It's a foolish, unwise dad. Things you see can affect you. Next, things that affect you, wounding you. Let's go to Proverbs chapter. It's interesting. A couple wounds will wound you. Verbal. 18. And verse 8. There are as wounds. Go down to the innermost. Proverbs 26 and verse 22. A talebearer. Proverbs 26. And I'll hit. Proverbs chapter 26. And verse 22 says this. The words of a talebearer wounds. And they go down to the end. You might know somebody who said, I used to go to church. There was a bunch of people gossiped about me and said bad things about me. Back to church again. You ever met someone like that? Lots of them. What happened? Where wounded them. I know, listen, people talking behind, talking about somebody else. I've watched, this is too much, but one, it's a poison, the Bible says. And it can, when someone gossips about you, and all of a sudden you don't, you, it's like shock treatment. Every time you take a drink, they shock you. More alcohol because it makes you sick every single time, or they put something in it that makes you sick with it. Listen, you go to church, you get gossiped about. You say, I don't want to go back to church. Now, you should still go to church, and we'll get to that. However, your family talks. Someone says something about you. Times wound children. I wish you were not. What are you saying? You just slice the. You'll never amount to. Your words are in, the Bible says the power of life and death are in the tongue. You can be wounded by things you hear, things that are said, and gossip. These things happen. You can be wounded by a lie. This is very common. Lots of people in this room. Sin will wound you. Psalm 38. And verse 1. God in thy wrath. Pleasure for thine, this guy, for thine arrows in thy hand, there is no sin because of thine anger. Is there any of my sin? Please are gone over my, as in heavy before me, my wounds and are corrupt of my foolishness. Can I just warn you? You're in the happy place. You'd leave the will of God, you will find out, and you're wounded. You're messed up, and it's just like going into debt. It's quicker than you get out of debt. It's easy to charge those costs. You go into sin very quickly, and the wounds heal very slowly. Doesn't take long to heal it up. Surgery takes in 2 months to heal up. And sin, the prodigal had going to sin leaves marks and because the hard and life of sin leave wounds. There's many other things. Are wounded, abandoned, possession, abuse, molestation. There's a wound in a sinful world, and sinful and scars and all these things will leave wounds. Listen, if you come from a family, and especially a family, and a family of a broken up. If a child doesn't have 100% more likely, 100% more likely. Why? He's wounded. Doesn't mean he has to be. It's just get wounded. That's why, as you should be in the business of healing, not wounding, and fixing people. And we should do that. There are some. Let me take you to Proverbs 27. There are some wounds. Proverbs 27. Faithful are friend. Enemy are to see bad wounds and you come to church. It's about this. Say, oh man. Oh, I feel terrible. I'm convicted. That was a good wound. You got convicted. Comes and tells you not be dating. What are you doing? Go. Hey, quit that. If you do that, that's a faithful wound of a friend. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And they do that. We find out that God has sin. Psalm 51. Bones which may rejoice. Says, for whom the Lord loveth. When God loves you, it's not a permanent. It's a. It says, ouch! Doing this, God's getting my attention. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse. It says, for no present seemeth to be grievous, never peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them exercise. Someone goes and have to amputate. Someone goes at the infected, cut it open, but they have, you're going to die. That's better for you. And it's because they love allows that. By God when you wail, talks about just how, but he said it was good that God did this to me. Psalm 119, afflicted, that I might learn. There's a time when God says, I'm going to have to spank you. I'm going to put yourself in this protect you this time. And you're going to start doing the right thing. Those are good wounds. The bad wounds are the other ones. The ones who ruin us. The ones that only hurt. The ones that set us backward. Types of wounds are just life wounds. I've already talked about that. Jonah, many people, Jeremiah, he saw in life, and that's part of it. Talk about is heart. Psalms, wounds of the heart. Psalm. Psalm 109. He says, for I and my wounded within me. Psalm 109:22. Psalm 69. Wounded within me. Psalm 69. And down 20. Reproach in my heart of heaviness, and I but there is none, and for comfort a broken heart, a wounded heart. I want to say throughout the day, it's when someone looks at and was moved with compassion because a broken heart can make you go. Broken heart, you say, hungry, and a broken heart is not a broken heart can be a things, but a wounded heart. You loved, and the person you loved Boy, when that happens, you got to get some healing. Because you won't love who you should love after that. A wounded has a problem again. Or they wrongly. A wounded heart doesn't know how to love anymore with their soul. So all she does is love with her body. And usually a wounded heart, you find the most immoral, a very wounded heart. If you just sat down and talked to you when she was a child, and she got wounded. A wounded heart is very thing is you can be healed of a wounded heart. We'll talk about that a little bit later. The worst one is a wounded teen. The worst one is Proverbs 18 and verse. The spirit of man, but a wounded, who can bear? A wounded spirit. Now, I got to take some time to explain. It said here, in his infirmity, make his infirmity that burden his heart. His spirit can handle that. If it's who can bear that? Nobody. You can't bear it. When you're in grave, grave danger. You're the spirit in the Bible where the spirit of man is for it are a couple strength, inner strength. That's what you would call the spirit of man. Okay? And it said he had an come to Daniel. We're going to go ahead and go to Joseph. I'll be the best prison. At the top of the prison. Put him a slave and he'll rise. Get crushed. I can't do it. When your spirit is right, it's good. God's great. We got opportunity. Spirit. When your spirit gets weak, they say, can't do anything. It's not going to happen. It's hopeless. The ultimate wounded spirit is suicidal. I might as well just end it all because there's never any happiness for me. Your spirit is done. Your infirmity can't be sustained because your spirit is too gone. And you do not have any fight left. When your spirit gets weak, that's even sitting there in a juniper tree, said, God, it's enough to die. Fathers, I just should just die now. Why? His heart was broken. His spirit was broken. And he's about to die. God had to revive. I can do that. One is a grave, grave danger. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says this, a medicine, but a broken drieth. How do you get a broken spirit? Proverbs 15 and verse 13. A merry heart, but by spirit, the spirit. All right. Don't nod. Nod. A lot of information here. I'm going to say, apologize. It says if you're wrong, your spirit gets broken. You're too much sorrow for too long. So here is sorrowful. The nation won't go back. The nation won't go back to God. Finally, his spirit breaks. He says, just let me die. I give up. It's hopeless. There's nobody left but me. So, his came to him and fixed his spirit. Praise the Lord. See, if you're perceptive and know the Bible, what it see a broken spirit. Their first thing is their countenance just breaks. They physically, they just do this. Hey, look at me. Why is your countenance, why are you cast down there, Abel or Cain? Look at me, God says. Because they just start sinking. They give up. Hey, let's go out. I don't want to do anything today. Now, psychologists and psychotherapists have different terms for this. That's fine. It's called a broken. When you're in that condition, who can bear it? You don't want to fight anything. You don't want to try. They're not like that. A job out? No, nobody will hire me. If I get a job, I'll probably get fired. You know what I'm talking about? And you might have been there for a while. Sometimes you get give up for a while. I'm not going to do anything. I don't care. I don't care if they take my house. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters anymore. That's a broken spirit. Okay? When that spirit breaks, the most grave danger, because your spirit's wounded. And you got to get your spirit fixed. You got to be very careful. You cannot let your heart. There's nothing wrong with depression. We've said that. Experience, but you do not live there. You stay in depression for how strong your spirit is. A strong spirit make it. Jeremiah did. Jeremiah said, because of what's happening. Then he says, but this is a burden and I must bear it. Broken heart, strong spirit. You can handle the broken heart. You can handle whatever the devil throws at you and whatever. If your spirit is excellent, if your spirit is Joseph's spirit, Jeremiah's spirit, then and say, you're a loser. Thanks. All right, man. Hey, what time do something for God? It doesn't bother you because your spirit. But when you're wounded already, you better be very careful who you get around. And here's the backward thing, and I'm way ahead of my. I'll circle around to this. When your spirit is broken, don't know if I know why this. The last person you want to be around is the exact person you need to be around. You need to be around someone with an excellent spirit, and they drive you crazy. Oh, this is terrible. Nothing's good. Get up. Let's go. I'm going to help you. You say, I hate you. But that's who you need. And they will. Satan says, hate them. Hate them. They're like, dude, aren't they awful? Terrible. But a spirit's very contagious. Do you know who you want to be around when your spirit? A person with a wounded spirit. So you can sink in the same boat and add weight to it. And you'll sit here and compare misery. Someone else is as miserable as you are. There's no hope yet. Hope for us. Our life is high five. And terrible and hopeless. I don't know why that. They get more. And they're happy. Miserable with them. But they're happier in misery. And what it does is. Because now they've said, and they found someone to, you'll never make it. There's no way. The world's unfair and you can't make it. And they say, yep, got it. Poured. It's dried. Left me hopeless forever. And a victim. When your spirit broke, you cling and embrace victimhood. Just the way I was born, this particular race, it's because you're gone. You're ruined. You need to repent of that victimhood mentality, say it's sin, and run from it. The whole world's in front of you. You got a great life if you want it. But that's what a broken spirit does. The wonderful news! 7. Before your spirit breaks, I got you miserable enough now that your spirit will butt break. We'll try to pull you out. 7. So you're looking. I was very, very wounded. I was wounded probably when I was 5. First time. And wounded until I was 16. Consistently. That's when my brothers started bringing his drug-addled friends over. And they started deciding to see how tough this and could we make him cry. That's when I started it, when I was 5. That's the first time I remember grabbing me, carrying me upside down. That's the first time. Locking me in closets. All the things they did. My dad was gone and all the abandonment thing. I was a mess. I was a complete mess my whole childhood till I got saved. And then I got healed because we have a great God. Amen. I am not wounded. Everyone thinks I'm wounded material. My family is great. I handle my life well. I do well in my life. I'm happy. I'm a wonderful life because of God. Because God can heal. Because those things can happen. You met me and I was... You said, this kid's... Everybody who met me. People who tried to keep me out of trouble. I had true enough... Assigned to me. A psychologist. I don't know how I took. I was in school. I was in such a... I had so many... I was taken out of school so many times. I was in so much trouble. They all said, what a messed up. This kid will not stop. I was wounded. And by the way, I figured out what to do with me in the psychology area. I would have been so wounded. That was back then. I was ADHD, ABCDFG. I was everything. They would have drugged me so high, and I would have. And I wouldn't have caught. They didn't know what to do with me. They tried hard. I had true interests and counselors. They would take me out to eat. They'd take me to Dairy Queen. They'd take me to movies. They took me everywhere. It was awesome. Took me out of school. That was the best thing. All the time. Trouble. They didn't know what to do with me. Never fixed me one little bit. Got me out of class. So bad, they finally. This is how I got out of high school. Homework my entire high school. When I was 13, what classes do you want to take? U.S. They said, because we want you to like school and not cause any more problems. We don't know what to do with you. I said, well, I take shop and PE. They said, okay, that's your schedule. And so, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. All's I did, it was awesome. I can make anything with wood. And I can weld a mechanic shop and I can engine repair and I took everything. What to do with me and they just said, get out of school, just graduate. Why? They never fixed me. Because the world doesn't have the answers to a wounded spirit, except for medication. Drowned out the feeling. Boy, am I ever off my notes. You got to fix your spirit. The wonderful news. Psalm 146. Just that, I wanted you to know. And 47, verse 3. He heart and wounds. Isn't that great? He healed. And bindeth their wound. You're abandoned. You're mistreated by terrible divorce. Mom, all over the wound you, and wounds are real. The wounds heal. And God heals a broken heart. For here's the good news. God understands the compassion that we are, and who got wounded. We had compassion. I understood it. By the time I was gone, they liked me a lot. Why? Wounds. And we helped heal them through the grace of God. Psalm 34, verse 18. It says, the Lord heart hear them and save us. Contrite means broken, crushed is what it means. Spirit. There's the broken heart and God is with them and he's near them. Many of the afflictions deliver him out of them all. He keep all his bones. Evil shall say the wicked, the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them shall be. The woman that was created and who Jesus, and she was better. The maniac again was there, attacked. Lived in a grave, messed up and possessed. And when Jesus was seated at Jesus' and in his right, the Bible says, those are the exact words. God fixed the broken mind. God, the sinful ox was talked to her feet and became a secure Mary Magdalene, the old woman messed up, has avoided. The Bible's full of people who are wounded, who God came and healed them. The child cast, but God healed him. Your wounds, whether demonic, whether they're spirit, does not matter. Any broken thing. How do we fix life? Just going to be a few things. Number one, spend time with the healer. That's God. Elijah, now, because everybody's in blaming you for what's happening. Their fault. You're being threatened to be killed. You're sitting under a tree. And God comes to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? And God begins to heal him. Now, there's some other things. I don't have time to get into them, but God met with him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And met with him and talked to him. And Elijah said, I'm very last one left. Nobody understands. I'm listening. See, the presence of God is healing. You just need to be with God. Well, how do you get with God? You'll pray. God casts, for he cares for your heart. Elijah, and tell them, didn't expect this. Didn't do anything, and they treated me. And I'm wounded. And how you feel. And you'll find when you cast your care upon him, he grabs your cares and carries them with you, and he heals you. You go to a church, the Word of God, be healed by the presence of God because he's in the midst of them. You memorize that. And you, let me go to Psalm 41. God. By the way, should be a place of healing, not of condemnation, wounded people. Go to a church where they know hurt, where you can go and get better. Yeah, you might get, and they might, okay, that's good wounds. But you also get healed and loved and patience and compassion. Watch as somebody watches prayer in Psalm 41. Oh, what verses? I can read the whole chapter. Verse 4, I said, Lord, be my soul. Thee. Mine enemies shall he die. If he come to see me, his heart gathered abroad, and he all that they're against me. Against me. He's sharing this with God. Disease unto him. And now he shall rise. All the people speaking to him. Listen. Forever listen to me. There are people about you. About you. It's their problem. It's their problem. Don't worry about them. Don't live your life arguing with them and trying to go behind them and undo what they said. Live your life and be happy. The best revenge is a happy life. Just go forward. They're going to lie about you. It doesn't make it true. Just don't even worry about them. They're liars. Okay, move on. Psalm 41. They're talking evil against me. Verse 9. Yea, my friend in whom I trusted, which did eat my bread against me. That's a wound. But thou, O Lord, raise me up, be quiet them. Thou favorest me, triumph over me. But as for me, thou uphold integrity and settest me forever. Blessed be the name of Israel from ever. Notice he's he looked at the Lord and about them. The Lord, spend time with him. Spend time with God every day. Tell him your burdens, casting all your you. Number two, spend time with field healers. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Quickly go. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. When people have the spirit of people, and it's more important than the physical healing. Luke 4, 18. On me, because anointing me. Why? He hath anointed me for. He sent me to broken hearted. To preach deliverance sight to them that to the blind bruised. To heal people. Broken hearts. That's why God comes upon us so we can go heal somebody. A broken wound, brokenness and wounds of the heart and soul. Spend time with them. Get around people and not around those or wounded spirit. It's easier to be feel or hopeless. If they can give you a label and make and it's not your and you're never. Because there's a whole who can't make it. You need to be around. You need to be around someone who says, get up and do great things. You have a great life. Children need you to quit. I found that when I went into the first time I was in a heavy ministering. One of the first things kids and say, make it. Listen to Jesse, victim. You have a great life. Thing you want. You're not a victim, unless you want to be. But it's much easier to say, "Nope, I can't make it." How come I have someone from and doesn't speak English very well? You say you shouldn't say that. Listen, check my time with minorities. Take my life with mine own. Okay, listen. I believe any, as long as they won't lay around and say I can't make it. I am every. I'm supposed to be. Okay, I. I never was. I came from a drug home. I shouldn't be able to. I have it. An alcoholic, yeah. Stop drinking. Alcoholic, nope, not. Haven't touched alcohol. Except for to pour it out for somebody else. I don't take drugs. No, I haven't took over 30 years. Why? Because I don't have to be a. I don't have to get divorced. I don't have to abuse. And if I abuse my dad or brother, it's my fault. Because I chose. Because I have a free. Do not get around victimhood mentality, people. People who say you can't. People who say. I'm saying, well, I'm in, then. My family didn't say. Fuck it off. I love you. Don't pass that to your kids. Because your kids won't be able to say that. Because you're going to wound them. Don't get around. Get around people who say, I'm going to help. Life for you. You don't have to be defeated. Get around those people. Next. Never blame on previous wounds. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Do not blame your previous wounds. I understand it. I understand that. If you grew up, it's harder for you to understand that. If you go around a bit, time keeping your. It's true. It's a fact. If you come from a divorce, much, much, much higher. But I'm not going to hand that to my kids. If I get divorced because I choose to be mean. You know, I'm so practical in my advice. People say, pray for our marriage. God heal our marriage. I said, no, you don't need God to heal your marriage. You need to start being nice. You don't need a miracle. You need to start doing what you should do. Quit repeating history. What did it do to you when your parents got divorced? Why are you going to do that to your kids? 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man, who will not suffer ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. Let's go back to the person who was. They went to church. Bad church. Bad. And guess what? They're really wounded. Listen. The Bible still commands you to go to church. And gossip about you. And this, there was one right here. Gossip about you. People have lots of secrets. I know a lot of them. That's fine. And I don't know all of them. You know what? You don't blame your failure to go to church on a church that gossiped. You're supposed to go to church anyway. You're still commanded. The Bible still says to do it. No more than I would blame started beating my kids with 2x4s on me getting beat with 2x4s. Which I did. I'm still commanded to love my children and be kind to them. Even if I went through a bad experience, it wounded me. If a woman is abused and mistreated, by the way, in prison for life, executed, or it's wicked, evil, rotten, filthy, she still needs to be affectionate with her husband. And not ruin her marriage because of something that happened 20 years ago. There's no temptation taken it was such as common to man. God will give you. He will give you the strength to do right if you choose to do right. But don't blame your failures. Well, if they wouldn't have... Well, I know that hurt and that is real. It's a wound. I get it. But now you still need to be kind and not lash out at everybody. Do not blame your sin. It's sin on a wound. You still have a choice. And you still have a God who will help you. And I grew up lazy, with no rules, no discipline, never working. I was lazy. Got fired from my first. But you know what I did? I said, quit this. I got to learn to get. Fortunately, no. From post. And nobody ever. Fortunately, I figured. I have to learn to go to work. And I didn't blame my laziness. And it was. I never did a chore. Never had to get up. Nobody checked to see if I went to school. Went to school when I wanted to go to school. I did whatever I wanted in my life. But I said, I'm lazy. I've got to learn to work hard. I've got to learn to get up. Don't blame it on somebody else. Don't blame your sin, a previous wound. Last of all, the simplest one, let the wound heal. I'm taking Genesis 50. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm taking Genesis 50. One day, my kid, as a kid, play with knives. I like playing with knives. This hand here, hand, and this hand here, asked me, how many scars? I have no idea. I think they counted 20. But you know what? So bad right here. I sliced myself on this fingernail there, and I got 5 stitches there. Right there. I don't even know. I never got stitches there. Far from a barbed wire. I got attacked by there. I right across there. And but guess what? With all those, this hand's fully functional. You know why? Wounds heal if you let them. God says he healed the wounds. Joseph was wounded, thrown into a pit. And then they sold him into slavery. First house he was, the woman tried to commit adultery with him, and she of attempting to rape her, and he got thrown. All wounds. His brother, later Joseph, an excellent spirit. He rose to the top and come back and food, not known as Joseph. And then they think Joseph. And what does Joseph say? Is he angry and wounded and letting that womb continue? Genesis chapter 50. And Joseph said unto in the place of God, you thought it evil against good to bring it to pass that it saved much people alive. His wound, my wound, troubled. Okay, you've been through cancer. You can help someone who's had cancer. Your wound can be a good thing, but here's the thing. God heals wounds, and time heals wounds. You will feel like when you get wounded, like it'll never be good again. And it will be if you'll let it heal. Time heals pain. Time makes things close up unless you keep picking at the sore and keep digging at it. And keep opening it back up to look at it. And keep on checking on it. And keep on picking at it. And keep on looking at it. And keep... The people who don't heal up from wounds are people who live in those wounds. You know, your kids there, they really look kind of scared of you. Well, that's just the home where I grew up. Pick, pick, pick. You've been doing that since you're a kid. I just can't be a child. My And you're just letting that wound, you're opening back up and looking back into it and saying, a wound, let it heal. You're dwelling every day in you. No wonder you're not healing up. Joseph moved on. Move on. Forgetting the things which are behind, I reach forth unto the things which are before. Yeah, that person now who isn't be a blessing to them. Don't hurt them. Person, just forget. Move on in life. Wounds don't heal when you back up. But look! Look! You can see the bone! Can it heal? Don't live in your wound. Hurt. God about them. Counsel if you need it. It hurts. Find something new. Live your life. Have a great life. I'll never have a own. Don't live old wounds. I wish you could meet in the third world people who grew up as orphans. We have in church today, by the way. From some country in the middle of nowhere. That kid's parents were killed in the war. And the kid moved from camp to camp to camp to camp. And then some uncle or brother or grandpa or somebody. That kid seen death. And the kid's moving on and having a good life. I could have people. I could have Luke had to live in the jungle for 2 months from people who were going to kill him. 3 months. Living on sugar cane. From people who were trying to kill him because he's on the political side in Haiti. They take him out of the country eventually. He's doing fine. Why? He's living his life now. Because people who sit there and relive old wounds and blame it on the past and live in the past and keep looking at the old wound and open it up and open it up. It never heals up, but it gets infected, and the word for it is the Bible word is bitter. And now they're bitter people because their wound never healed, and they just cannot forgive their parents, and they hate their parents, and their parents who were wrong and bad and terrible are now continuing to rue their life when they're 50 or 60 or 40 or 30. Number one, spend time. Number two, spirit-filled. Let the wound, or never blame bad actions on a previous wound, and then let the wound heal. Why? Because I'm going to read you again. We just saw Joseph healed. Joseph, God meant it for good. It's fine. Psalm, I'm going to read this verse again. Why? Because God's not heart and save his heart. Why? Heals people. Psalm, and one, I'm going to read this verse again because it's so great. 147, verse 3. He heart and wounds. There is for you a great, because God can heal you. He's healed me. He heals demon-possessed people and people who've had every kind of tragedy. He heals them. If you go to God and go forward. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the chance of prayer. A lot to say. Oh, Lord, I on spirits. May that spirit rise up and go forward. May the heart that's someday there will be healing here. May we just love you. And thank you because you're a healing God. And because you and the Spirit of God is upon the broken hearts. And I pray to realize that we can have victory. And the devil's about bitterness and failure and no hope. And we would have great lives in you and great eternity. We go forward and be healed. We thank you for your power to do so. May you fix the wounded heart and the wounded spirit today. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Heads bowed, eyes closed.